searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
so did I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
run,
let have,
let God have his way.
Simply
that's when things start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the hands,
greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 12th, 2011. And we are in the book of Ezekiel. We want to learn some things from our brother Ezekiel. Ezekiel is teaching us how to look at the wicked ruling class and ruling families, giving us a way of analyzing. The one that we see and the one that we don't see talks about the Prince of Tyrus and how the Prince of Tyrus has become arrogant and wants to call himself an Elohim, a God, as a child of the Most High. Real Elohims, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, are righteous. We are supposed to be children of the Most High, gods and goddesses. We're supposed to be righteous. But this Prince of Tyrus, oh, he's gotten arrogant, taking advantage of a slave system, taking advantage of colonialism and exploitation. And so the Most High is saying to this Prince of Tyrus, no, you're not a god, you're not no Elohim, you're not a child of the Most High, you're just a man. Yes, you've disconnected yourself from your divine reality and hooked on to the King of Tyrus, who is a Satan and a devil. And so we're in Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 2. Let's move on to verse 3 of chapter 28. Because he said, behold, let me see, behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Okay. Now, this Prince of Tyrus has acquired some wisdom, because you know that when you rise up into the ranks of presidents, prime ministers, heads of financial institutions, etc., when you become a part of the oligarchs and the plutocrats, those few who are wealthy, who run the systems, you have to acquire some wisdom. Now, it says, behold, thou art wiser. Now, let's look up this word wiser. 2450 in your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. Kakam is the African Hebrew word. It means to be wise, to be, listen to this, skillful in technical work. We have a word called technocrats. And so these are the people that we see that run the system, that are the technologists, have knowledge of technology, the technocrats who run the technical aspect of the system. They're not the creators of the system, but they are the ones visible who deal with the everyday administrating of the system. And so another definition of this word for wise, or wisdom, or wiser, is administration. Those who are the administrators of this system, managers and so on. They're not the ones who create the system, but they are the ones who are the visible, who we see, the presidents, prime ministers, heads of state, heads of governmental, financial, educational institutions. So you have to have some wisdom. It says, behold, verse 3, chapter 28, Ezekiel, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Now, Daniel means, is an African Hebrew word, 1840, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Daniel means, God is my judge. Daniel means, God is my judge. And these individuals running the system visibly, the visible ones who administrate the system, are wise. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Verse 4, chapter 28, with thy wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. With thy wisdom, with thy understanding, that word understanding is a masculine noun, tavun, 8394, on the Hebrew side, Hebrew language, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means intelligence. You see, these presidents and prime ministers and heads of educational, financial, and religious institutions, they're intelligent. They have understanding. Skill is another meaning. They have skill. They have insight. That's another definition of this word. They have insight. But how is that insight being used? How is that understanding being used? Look, it says, this understanding has gotten thee riches and gold and silver into thy treasures. Well, let's analyze this. How have the presidents and prime ministers gotten their gold and riches and whatnot? Through theft, through colonialism, through slavery, through exploitation, through warfare and bloodshed. And we're looking at wealth and resources. We're looking at the taking of land. You see, when you read Ezekiel chapters 20 through about 27, you see an analysis of this whole geopolitical situation. How the trafficking in human beings, the use of bloodshed and warfare, and the use of strong arm tactics, how the, if you look at today, how the International Monetary Fund, World Bank Organization, World Trade Organization, how they use financial and economic terrorism and warfare to destroy peoples and nations. That's what we're looking at. By thy great, verse 5, by thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Let me look up this word traffic. 7404 on the Hebrew side. Ah, that is a feminine noun, and it means merchandise, traffic, and trade. And so we see through, it is the pronounced recula. And it means merchant, merchandise, traffic, and trade. So we see that this prince of Tyrus, not the king now. This is the visible one that you see, the presidents and prime ministers and heads of government, financial, educational, religious institutions. This is the one that you see by their participation in being the administrator of merchandise and trade and commerce. They have increased their riches. Let's see this word riches right quick. 2:4, 2:8. It is a masculine noun word, kayil, or kayil. It means strength. It means ability, efficiency, wealth, wealth, force, and army. Look at all these things that you get. They do amassing of riches, they gain strength. They have to have ability to do it. They have to be efficient to do it. They gain wealth, riches and wealth. And by force, we are looking at how these princes, these kings and queens and prime ministers, look at what's going on in Libya. Look at how the United States of North America Empire, France, Britain, Canada, the State of Israel, look at how UNICOM and AFRICOM, NATO are bombing Libya. AFRICOM, not UNICOM, AFRICOM, Africa Command, and NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, how these entities on behalf of the United States of North America Empire are bombing Libya. And our beautiful sister Cynthia McKinney is in Libya right now with Wayne Madsen. And on Your World News, I'll have that in my summary, Wayne Madsen and Cynthia McKinney are giving updates as to the wickedness of the United States of North America Empire, using her army, using force, using ability for wickedness, efficiency for wickedness, strength for wickedness, to bomb Libya and try to kill Muammar Gaddafi, bombing Tripoli, bombing the people, killing people. They've already established a central bank in Libya, in Benghazi, to connect themselves to the International Monetary Fund. They, CIA, have raised up Al-Qaeda, a CIA asset, to facilitate the connection to the International Monetary Fund, have created a oil company to connect to the resource mineral corporations. And so we see the connection to the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the kings of Tyrus, the kings, the real ruler behind the princes that we see, the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds. So we are looking at a political analysis. We're looking at politics and geopolitics. We're looking at intrigue and clandestine activity and warfare and bloodshed. But when you don't preach it this way, you preach in a detached manner, a dematerialized manner, and you leave the devil out in the third heaven, or whatever heaven they say he rules. You leave him out there in the ether, untouched. But in reality, the devil is using government, using prime ministers and presidents and so on. And when we understand that reality, we will find ourselves organizing and breaking the power of Satan, breaking the power of the synagogue of Satan. Let's see. There, that verse 5, chapter 28, Ezekiel, thine heart is lifted up because of thy riches. So let's look up this word lifted up, gavah, or gavah, 1361 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means to be high, to be exalted, to be lofty, to be tall. Alright? So in a good sense, we are lifted up when we connect ourselves to the Most High. But you see, the Prince of Tyrus is not connected to the Most High, but the Prince of Tyrus is connected to the King of Tyrus, that hidden power that gives you the visible princes and prime ministers and so on. But that hidden power, the King of Tyrus, represents the Satan in government, Satan in the financial institutions and whatnot, Satan in the House of Rothschilds and then Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan, that are the real rulers behind presidents and prime ministers and so on. And so the Prince of Tyrus has become arrogant because of the riches that he has gained. So verse 6, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast set thine heart as the heart of God." They want to call themselves a Elohim, a child of the Most High, but they are a child of the king of Tyrus, Satan, not a child of the Most High. You and I, we are gods and goddesses. We are children of the Most High. We want to deliver the oppressed, but this Prince of Tyrus does not want to deliver the oppressed. The Prince of Tyrus wants to take advantage of the oppressed. So the Prince of Tyrus can't claim to be a Elohim, a child of the Most High. The Prince of Tyrus is not an Elohim, a child of the Most High. The Prince of Tyrus is a child of Satan and does the works of Satan. You and I, we are not children of Satan. We are children of the Most High. Therefore, we are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, Psalm 82 and 6. All right, verse 7, chapter 28, Ezekiel. "Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible of the nations, and they will draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy brightness." And so what we see is that the Prince of Tyrus will now be judged for committing wicked acts against the oppressed and joining in with the oppressor and joining in on colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. And we say the same today. O princes of the empires, presidents and prime ministers, you who have become arrogant, thinking that you're untouchable, thinking that because you're rich, because you've acquired wealth, and you are buying into and become administrators in this wicked system that exploits the oppressed, exploits the poor, and you are heads of banks and financial institutions and heads of corporations, and you are presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens. I don't care whether it's the president of the United States of North America. I don't care whether it's the prime minister of Italy, the president of France, the president and prime minister of Britain, the prime minister of the state of Israel. All of you will be judged for participating in this wicked system of no good, rotten colonialism and slavery and exploitation. And we who refuse to organize and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, we will be judged too, because we go to the stores and we participate in consumerism. We participate in materialism, and we support warfare and bloodshed, and we care not that Muslims and Arabs and black people and brown and red and yellow and poor whites are being destroyed by this wicked system. We also will have hell to pay if we do not recognize that we are children of the Most High, and if we do not stand up for the oppressed and work to deliver the oppressed and break the synagogue of Satan. Verse 9, "Wilt thou yet say before him that slayeth thee, I am God?" When your time comes of being judged and you want to say that you are an Elohim, you have to look up these words. Elohim is a child of the Most High. So these princes and rulers and overseers, when their judgment day comes, they're going to yet try to say they are an Elohim, child of the Most High. But the reality is they are not no child of the Most High. They are a child of Satan, and they got to be judged. And so it says further in verse 9, "But thou shalt be a man," meaning you're disconnected from your divinity when you participate in colonialism and slavery. And no God. You ain't no God. You're just a man, and you will die like a man. Read Psalm 82 in connection with this Ezekiel chapter 28. It says, "Ye are gods and goddesses, but you're not behaving like such. So you shall die like a man. You shall be disconnected from your divinity and judged for your wicked actions against the oppressed and going in league with the oppressor, slave master, colonizer. You're going to be judged. in the hand of him that slayeth thee. So these princes, these prime ministers and presidents and so on will be judged for participating in such a wicked system of exploitation, and shall not be a god or a goddess, but shall be just a regular man, disconnected from divinity. We're going to take our last break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Swing to a sound.
My dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June 12th, 2011. Let's go on back to Ezekiel. We're about to get up out of the princes and go to the king. And so the Most High says to the prince of Tyrus, verse 10, chapter 28, thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised. And so the word die, muth, is a verb to die, to kill, have one executed. And so we are not happy for such things, but the princes of this world, the prime ministers and presidents and whatnot, who have participated in such wicked system, will be judged, die the deaths of the uncircumcised. Let's see what this word uncircumcised is. 6189. Aurel, masculine noun, uncircumcised, having foreskin. So the male organ, known as a penis, is that organ which emits life, the germ of life, so that that germ of life may connect with the egg in the female and life can be produced and given birth to. But the uncircumcised penis, male organ, can get polluted. That's why they recommend circumcision, so that the male organ can remain as clean as possible, so that when the life germ is emitted, that life germ is not emitted with pollutants. And so the princes of Tyrus, See, spiritually, if you are an uncircumcised person spiritually, if your heart is not circumcised, if our heart is not circumcised, our heart can be polluted. And so even though we try to do good, that good is polluted. And when a person is just total evil, that person is just acting with pollutants and wicked ulterior motives and doing wickedness and evil. And so we are looking at the prince of Tyrus wanting to be considered an Elohim, God and Goddess, children of the Most High, in reality is a child of Satan, a child of this king of Tyrus that is the real power working under Satan's power to propel the prince of Tyrus and use the prince of Tyrus as an administrator, an overseer in a wicked, no good, rotten system. It's the same today. The house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, are that synagogue of Satan, the coordinators of the synagogue of Satan. And your presidents and prime ministers of this world, President Obama, President or Prime Minister Cameron in Britain, Netanyahu in the imposter state of Israel, Belagozzi, I think that's the man's name, in Italy. These are your visible presidents and prime ministers. These are your princes. And as long as they continue to participate in this wicked, rotten system of destruction of the human family, they are setting themselves up to be judged. And they will be judged, die the deaths of the uncircumcised, by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. This is the judgment on those heads of state, heads of financial institutions, education, and so on. Now, verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, and then verse 12. Son of man, take up lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say to him, now we've left the prince of Tyrus, and moved to the king of Tyrus. And so your preachers say this is the devil Lucifer. But I'm saying, yeah, it's the devil Lucifer, but the devil Lucifer operating in the real earthly ruler of the wicked system. Today, that's the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers. They are the synagogue of Satan. They are the king of today's Tyrus, Babylon, empires of Rome, Britain, United States of North America, State of Israel. And say unto him, the king of Tyrus, not the prince, the king of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. So we see the description of this king of Tyrus, beautiful, having wisdom, perfect, having beauty. Let me look up this word perfect. Come on, computer. The number is 3632, Khalil, entire, all perfect, entirely beautiful. So this king of Tyrus is beautiful. And when we look at the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, we see exquisite beauty. We see how they live, and we say this is so wonderful and beautiful. Verse 13, thou hast been in Eden. This is the king of Tyrus, the real ruler, not the prince, but the real ruler. The hidden ruling class and ruling families, Oppenheimers today, House of Rothschilds today. They are the rulers of this wicked system, and they have been in Eden. Let me look up this word Eden, 5731, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word Eden means pleasure. Or it's really pronounced Aden. It means pleasure. And so, the first habitat of man after the creation. And so we see this position of Eden, the garden of God. It says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Let me look up this word garden, 1588. Masculine and feminine noun. So we see the garden is both, the word is both masculine and feminine. Gan means a garden, enclosure, a bride, plants. So we see that the Garden of Eden, life, and life is male and female. And so the king of Tyrus, the real ruler, but ruling with the power of Satan today, is the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the real constructors of this wicked, no good, rotten system. They were in the Garden of Eden. We look at them and we say, wow, look at how they live. It's so beautiful. Further in verse 13, every precious stone was thy covering. Stones. Let me look up this word stone right quick. Evan. It's a feminine noun. Stone. Material. Tablets. Marble. Precious stones. So we see that they have acquired all manner of precious stones. We know how they did it, through slavery, exploitation. Let's read some of these other things that they've acquired. Sardius, topaz, diamonds, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou wast created. And so we see that they have acquired, the king of Tyrus, the real ruler of the wicked system. Today, it's the Oppenheimers and the Rothschilds. They are the real rulers of this wicked system of empire, whether Rome, Britain, United States of North America Empire, imposter state of Israel. Now, when you look at the stones and the diamonds and whatnot, we have to think of today's language, mining corporations. See, if we understand this properly, we will see how the system works. The Most High is causing us through Ezekiel to be able to analyze today's geopolitics and how the system functions. How do you get precious stones? Where do they come from? Diamonds and whatnot, gold, rubies and whatnot. Where do they come from? These are natural resources. This is the wealth of the earth. These precious stones and whatnot come from the earth, from inside of the earth. How do we get to these precious stones? We mine them out of the earth. So what do you have to do? You have to set up a mining operation, a mining corporation. Who is it today that controls all mining operations and corporations? Today, all mining operations and corporations are controlled by the Oppenheimers. The Oppenheimers control all mining corporations. And when you look at the Oppenheimers, you have to say the House of Rothschilds. The House of Rothschilds control all the banks, all the central banks, all the whole economic system. And we look at how the land is acquired. How do they go about getting the land so that they can set up mining corporations to mine the wealth? Do the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers go to the people and say, let's make a deal that will be beneficial for you and beneficial for us? No. They, the House of Rothschilds, using their banking systems, they control America's banks, they control the United States Treasury. The House of Rothschilds control the Federal Reserve banking system. No one in America controls it. The London banks, the House of Rothschilds control it all. And so being the case, the House of Rothschilds dictate to America when to go to war and kill and shed blood. After America and other nations, Britain, Italy, so on and so forth, go to war, kill, destroy people, then the Oppenheimers, through the mining corporations, set up mining operations to mine the wealth, mine the resources, and then those resources are turned into commodities so that we as regular citizens may participate in this wicked, rotten system of materialism and consumerism and militarism and bloodshed. And so we see that this is how the king of Tyrus used the prince of Tyrus, and this is how the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, who are the kings of this system, used President Barack Obama, used Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. They used Hosni Mubarak of Egypt. They used Cameron of Britain. They used the presidents and prime ministers of this day to destroy the human family. And it says, and thy pipes was prepared in thee. Let me look up this word pipes right quickly. Groove, socket, hole, cavity, settings. Technical term relating to jeweler's work. You see, it was preached one way, but I'm going to go with this Hebrew meaning. Jeweler's work. See, it was preached that the devil had music in him, that's what the pipes means. But see, that's why you have to research the definition of these words yourself. The definition of that word for pipes, nekev, masculine noun, means those instruments that are used in the work of a jeweler. You take all the precious stones and you cut them and you make them into different sizes and you present them in such a way to the public that the people want to purchase them. And so the king of Tyrus has set up these places so that the stones and whatnot may be fashioned and hewed into shape. And verse 15, thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. That means wickedness. That means injustice, unrighteousness, and wrong. Violent deeds of injustice were found in the king of Tyrus. That word 5766, evil, which is where it looks like we get our word evil. It's a masculine and a feminine noun because both masculine and feminine can exhibit this trait that is known as evil today, violent deeds of injustice. And so, the king of Tyrus, iniquitous, evil found. And verse 16, chapter 28 of Ezekiel, the king of Tyrus said, God is talking to the king of Tyrus, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And so we see that the merchandise, my time is running short. Merchandise, traffic, trade and commerce. Look up that word, recula, merchandise. And so because of the acquiring of the merchandise, it was acquired through violence, through the killing, and through bloodshed, through wrong, through cruelty, through injustice. Now the king of Tyrus must be judged. Ah, and thou hast sinned, talking to the king of Tyrus, talking to the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the real kings of this wicked, no good, rotten synagogue of Satan's system. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Now, the word mountain has to do with a place of rulership. Let me look up this word right quick. Hill, mountain, country, mount. But metaphorically, the mountains represent a place of rulership. And so, the Most High says, in verse 16, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain. And this means that the synagogue of Satan, the king of Tyrus then, the synagogue of Satan today, the Babylon today, the ruling class of ruling families today, the house of Rothschilds today, the Oppenheimers today, will be removed from rulership. Removed from being in power. The Most High says, I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. And so, these individuals who were looked at as great and wonderful and angelic and whatnot, looked at as beautiful, they will be removed from power. And I'm going to have to wind this down. And I probably will pick this Ezekiel back up again and then get to Revelation again. But this is so important that we understand that the Bible is causing us to understand geopolitics, understand how the real rulers behind the scenes, the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, they use presidents, they use prime ministers, they use the heads of governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions to administer this wicked system so that they, the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, through such usage, through warfare and bloodshed, can take land, take wealth, take resources, and destroy the human family. And then we participate in this wicked system by consumerism, materialism, and we sacrifice our sisters and brothers on the twin altars of materialism and consumerism. But it is time now to remove the mentality of the king of Tyrus, remove the mentality of the prince of Tyrus, remove the mentality of the house of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and say we want to be Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and stand up and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, and break the power of the synagogue of Satan, and manifest and facilitate the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.